This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyung-jin Kim.
Where do we start today?
On June 15th, Shanghai's Stock Exchange will review two companies on the same day, Yuan Wangji Technology, a cloud AI chipmaker that accounts for 80% of Tencent's revenue, and Yuxin Semiconductor, Guangdong's first 12-inch foundry. It's like watching chip manufacturing and chip valuation happen in the same frame.
Should we get a quick preview? Five things, one line each?
On the model side, Xiaomi ran a 1 trillion parameter model at 1,000 tokens per second. Policy-wise, China's Academy of Information laid out 6G commercialization on three pillars: policy, technology, and industry. For semiconductors, WSTS bumped up the memory forecast from $230 billion to $804 billion. On US-China, Senator Cotton asked the Justice Department to investigate Chinese propaganda campaigns. And South Korea is walking the tightrope between this boom and China's self-sufficiency push.
Bigger used to be better with models. Now speed's the star.
That's right. Xiaomi's MiMo V2.5 Pro, built with Tensor RT, runs a 1 trillion parameter model at over 1,000 tokens per second on a standard 8 GPU server. They use something called FP4, a low-precision quantization to cut compute, and speculative decoding to predict the next token ahead of time. So speed itself has become a competitive weapon, separate from just sheer model size.
Where do Korean companies fit into this picture?
In areas where speed is the user experience, call assistance, real-time translation, AI running on the device itself. If you're paying three times as much but getting 10 times the speed, services that live on real-time have a reason to pay. Korean carriers and startups need to check their own model's token latency numbers against this benchmark.
This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyung-jin Kim.
So, American companies are actually paying Chinese AI companies directly.
By RAMP's tracker, which monitors over 50,000 companies, DeepSeek hit number one for new adoptions in June. Until now, U.S. companies would take open-source models and run them on their own servers. But now, there's a real shift. They're paying DeepSeek directly and sending data to their API. The killer was the permanent 75% price cut on V4 Pro in May. Price crossed over the security concerns line.
What about Kimmy's World Cup predictions? What should we make of that?
Getting the score right isn't the point. Moonshot AI showed it running 300 sub-agents in parallel to analyze 104 matches. Tactics, injuries, weather, odds shifts, 10 variables, each handled by its own agent all at once. And that architecture transfers straight into financial review, logistics routing, legal work. What Korean companies need to watch isn't the prediction, it's the blueprint.
What's changed in China's robot policy?
The Academy of Information and the State Assets Commission just launched something called Real World, Real Training. They're putting down 1,000 robots across over 100 sites: manufacturing, logistics, emergency rescue, healthcare. And they're saying, get them out of the lab and running 24/7 in the field by year end. It's moving from R&D to operations.
What's the wall for Korean robot makers?
The announcement includes equity, debt, and insurance, full-cycle financial backing. It's not just government buying good robots. They're bundling buyers, capital, and insurance all together. Korean firms can't just compete on specs. You have to design strategy around package competition, procurement plus finance, together.
What's Yuxin Semiconductor?
Guangdong's first 12-inch foundry, same-day hearing as Yuan Wangji.
raising 7.5 billion yuan to scale from 63,300 wafers a month to 120,000, basically doubling. Last year, they did 2.582 billion yuan in revenue, but had a 2.346 billion yuan loss. They don't see profitability until 2029, but the market is already pricing in production capacity even with red ink. That's a signal.
What do the WSTS numbers mean for Korea?
WSTS puts the semiconductor market at 1.51 trillion this year, with memory alone at 804 billion, more than half. That's the biggest upward revision from last year's forecast. So Samsung and SK Hynix are looking at a real tailwind. But bigger memory market means bigger incentive for China to make it themselves. Korea's got the boom, but you've got to watch CXMT's HBM self-sufficiency progress every quarter. This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
Why is 6G coming up again now?
China's Academy of Information released an AI plus telecom 3-year plan on June 10th. 2 days later, the securities press analyzed it and saw the 6G path clear. Policy, tech, and industry on three tracks. June 4th, ministries and provinces kicked off a pilot to lock in an independent Chinese 6G path by 2029. May saw experimental 6 gigahertz spectrum approvals. Policy, spectrum, and corporate investment all aligned at once.
Is there a risk Korea gets pushed back on standards?
3GPP's expected to lock in the first 6G tech specs by June this year. China holds 48% of 6G patents globally versus 35.2% for the U.S. Patent first means voting power in standards meetings, and China Mobile is boosting AI compute network investment 62.4%. China Telecom is dropping 2.55 billion yuan into computing infrastructure. They're scaling network and compute together. Korean Telecom needs to track standards meetings and patent position in tandem.
What's Senator Cotton raising the alarm about?
Cotton told the Justice Department that the Chinese Communist Party is running covert information operations to block U.S. AI data center construction. Three pieces of evidence. OpenAI caught a bot campaign spreading fear that power bills would spike. State media ran anti-data center propaganda. And a congressional investigation found that nonprofits funneled $2 billion to U.S. groups. He's asking for foreign agents' registration act charges.
Is Jensen Wang's no-show at the hearing in that same vein?
NVIDIA CEO Jensen Wang said he can't make Senator Warren's hearing on June 11th. He offered to have her visit NVIDIA headquarters instead, but Warren pushed back. Answer in an open hearing. Coming right after Trump met with Xi, there's real congressional heat on U.S. AI chip exports to China. Put both together and you're seeing a shift. AI infrastructure is no longer business investment. It's national security.
If you had to capture this week in one word, what would it be?
Capitalization. Yuan Wanji and Yue Xin both hearing on the same day. The shift from making tech to pricing tech. South Korea's May chip exports to China jumped 243% to a $3.8 billion surplus. Morgan Stanley, DDR5 16GB up 682%, NAND up 807%. Here's the thing. This boom is fuel for China's self-sufficiency timeline.
What should people on the ground watch for starting tomorrow?
Monday, watch for the June 15 hearing outcomes, then track when that capital flows into expansion. If you're in memory, watch whether DDR5 and NAND prices climb from this peak or crack, and track CXMT's HBM self-sufficiency progress in parallel. If you're scaling AI data centers, audit your foreign capital and tech dependencies at the design stage. Otherwise, you'll inherit opinion and security risk like Cotton's issue down the line. This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.